chosen the right time and the right place to join in an interactive program geared towards our youth and young adults from ages 12 to 35.
This is Rescued Radio.
Sponsored by Sanctuary Adult Program and JC's Home Healthcare. We invite parents, relatives, church leaders, and the community to help as we prepare to deal with issues facing our young people today. First, we have to be willing to listen to them as they search for answers to controversial topics. Each week, we will listen, then address those tough issues as we work together to provide solutions that will empower and equip them to deal with the ills of society. Now, prepare to be a part of this broadcast as we welcome your calls and participation. Gather your young people around the radio and get ready for Rescued Radio with your host, Sean Ward, and co-host, Hernandez Union.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We have this little song, just a little praise song that simply says, come on, because truly he's worthy. I need everybody to be on their feet.
Lift Jesus higher. What's up, Glenn? It's your boy, Sean A. Plus Ward, man. Let's lift Jesus higher today.
Yeah.
Man, hey, great day today. Nice weather.
God's chosen. Lift Jesus higher.
Yeah, God's chosen. I'm mad today. Couldn't find my Lululemon jacket to match my outfit, but I'm good. No.
Lululemon.
Let's give a happy birthday to PK, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
you. Another year younger.
Right.
Happy
birthday to you. 48 years old, yeah.
I am 36.
Happy
and
birthday.
I'm proud of it.
Happy birthday.
What you doing on your birthday, man?
I did absolutely nothing. I keep telling you, after a certain age, you know, we got bills. You know, we got school clothes to buy, you know.
Happy birthday, man.
Best I could do was buy Madden 13 and be mercilessly beaten online.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody don't have a great life like that.
Hey, that's fun.
Man, right. 13, man. To get the whip online.
Dude.
You can't handle the truth.
That's all.
Listening to your boy Shawnee Plus Ward, man. And also we got Shamika Green, the model.
She's a model.
She's a model.
She's a model. She got pictures and everything.
Yeah. That commercials and all that stuff.
That's, man.
She's amazing.
It's all God, though, not me.
It's like Gabby Douglas.
I don't like the look of it.
I don't like where you're going with that, dude.
No, I'm just the regalness, Michelle Obama type.
The dude said, Gabby Douglas.
Hey, I ain't got nothing against that.
Wow.
That's just how you put it.
And I'm sitting up here getting ready to go on the internet to figure out who Gabby Douglas is.
Gabby Douglas! Come on! She won the Olympics!
That's for you, Shamika.
But don't you know, but hold up, how is she like Gabby Douglas? Because the only thing they got in common is their hair.
No, Sean.
I wasn't going there. Did you see her at the convention? She looked great at the convention. And I think she did something at the VMAs and was flipping around when somebody was singing.
Gabby Douglas. Gabby Douglas is not a model, though.
She's smiling on the Wheaties box.
He tried to get you on the side, man.
Okay, did you pick that up, dog?
Hey, man, where am I?
Gabby Douglas, that's the one they said everything was good except for her hair.
That's not right. I disagreed with this whole thing, and that has nothing to do with my love and appreciation for our model, Shamika Green.
Well, get your facts straight.
That's what I'm telling them.
He's trying to get you.
I'm going to stay off of this.
Yeah. What's the topic today?
Man, we're going to call Stephen Brown today. And also, we're going to call Lorraine Blazemore dealing with no compromising today.
No compromising. That's a big subject.
The reason being because it's a lot of, we're not going to get into to the political aspect, but there's a lot of Christians that's compromising a lot of things.
They are.
You know, even with the gospel music, you know, we talk about homosexuality and things like that. And I've been following Twitter and Ricky Dillard made a comment saying that people have the right to love who they want to love. That's a concern. I disagree with that because you know where he's going with that. People have the right to love who they're going to love. Even a friend of the family's man had the nerve to say that people have the right to love who they're going to love. Now, it's crazy to me that we preach one thing, but we compromise things that feel good to ourselves. Or
that make it easier for us to compromise with each other.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let me compromise in this way so that I can make this inroad with this person.
Right, exactly. So that's a big issue that she has a no-compromise movement. And she has T-shirts and everything out and things like that. So,
and is her no compromise movement addressing homosexuality as well?
It's addressing everything.
It's the whole no compromise nothing.
No compromise nothing.
No cotton and polyester blends nothing.
Ah, man, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hey. So, and then we're gonna talk to Steven Jackson, man. He's a 33-year-old guy who has a church down in Memphis, Tennessee called Logic.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Nice church, man. He preached last night at Faith Miracle Temple for the youth revival, HGIM, and he wrecked the house, man. He was phenomenal. So we're going to talk to him and interview him. And then also, Tiffany, last week you gave us your address for your gift to be sent to you if you're listening today, and you gave us the wrong address because...
She don't know her own address?
Or it was wrote down incorrectly.
Because let's take it that way.
Yeah, because it was mailed back to me. So
that was quick.
Yeah, it was mailed back to me. So Tiffany, if you can't call today, we still have your gift, your CD, and your two tickets for next week. Week after next. So
after next.
Call and let us get your information. Little on the weather, man. This weather's like really messing with me. Is it messing with
you? Yeah, sinus issues.
And allergies.
Weather change.
Man, the whole weather change is killing me.
It's a good time to actually be in the ear, nose, and throat section. If you're one of those type of doctors, y'all get some money.
Nasal sprays.
I need a Zantac IV or something, man.
Did you say a Xanax?
Zyrtec, whatever it is, man.
Claritin.
Get it right.
Man, something. It's crazy. Crazy. Hey, so we got the call on the line, right? What's up? Hey, is that Pastor Stephen Brown?
That's what it said.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm hanging, man. How you doing?
Man, real good, man. We are talking about your church Logic, man.
heard that, man. Light of Glory International Church.
Light of Glory International Church. So if you're in the Memphis, Tennessee area, or you're about to visit that area, man, go to this church. I mean, this dude is off the chain, phenomenal. I mean, he preached. What was your message last night, Pastor?
The flavor of the Savior.
The flavor of the Savior.
All right, yeah, man. Jesus said we had to be the salt of the earth, man. So, ooh, you know, we got to have the flavor of the Savior.
That's what's up, man.
A lot of people don't have that flavor, man, but, you know, we're saying we want to be like Jesus, man, but we got to have the flavor of the Savior.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, tell us a little bit about you, man. We're on the radio with the PK. We're really with the Rescue Nation Brats. So,
Rescue Nation Brat Pack. How you doing, Pastor?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Now, I've heard of that logic. What do you have an online presence? I know I've seen that name before.
Yeah, man, we're all over Twitter and Facebook. Our website is logiceverywhere.org.
Right.
And, Yeah, we big on social media, man. We might be one of the deepest churches on social media. And my whole church, I got a church full of young people, man, and they just love social media, man. We get the gospel out that way, man. So yeah, we got a heavy presence.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. Because you know, you see it a lot nowadays. A lot of young people are promoting their Christ-like lifestyle through their social media. Mm-hmm. What do you think about right. that nowadays? And we were just talking about no compromise. Do you think a lot of Christians are compromising on their social media?
Oh, absolutely, man. They're compromising every day, man. You know, the Bible says it's going to be a great falling away.
Oh yeah,
and, the church is waxing cold. Mm-hmm. You know, they're waxing cold, man. And if the leaders, if we don't step up and you know, Jesus can make disciples, man. If we don't step up, get a backbone and make disciples, I mean, it's going to get worse, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
And you don't hear people saying that anymore, being a disciple to make a disciple. Yeah.
Not in his generation, you know, in our generation.
Right, basically. Right.
We're a young group here, and a lot of people are, like, we was riding yesterday. We took a pass to Sweetie Pies, man. You still stuff, man?
Oh, dude.
Man, I'm still stuff, man. That mac and cheese is still weighing on me.
Yeah, we went to Sweetie Pies, man, and we was talking in the car, and one thing he said that people think that this generation is really at a loss, but we're really not at a loss. It's just that nobody right. really has the know how to deal with our generation. They just really, you know, they put us in the back shelf or in the back of the sanctuary because they don't know how to deal with us. So
yeah,
right.
And probably because we're not bringing no money to church for real. But
oh wow.
Oh man, young people, they don't have jobs. We don't need to entertain them or help them. You know, some teachers teach that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to affect the people that's bringing the tithes in. But you know, that's crazy.
Right. But I promise you this, man, God's going to get the church back to real ministry. Ministry's dirty and nasty, man. We got to roll up our sleeves and deal with our young people.
Right.
They got issues. They're dealing with stuff we didn't deal with. Just look at social media, man, and look at this homosexuality thing, man, running rampant, man. Mm-hmm. 5 to 10 more years, man, church not going to even know what to do with that thing, man, that spirit. So, I mean, we just have to roll up our sleeves, get dirty, get nasty, do real Jesus ministry, man. And you know, just break down all these walls and barriers that we have up, man, and all this religious facade and religiosity, man, and we're going to have to get back to doing real deal Jesus ministry, man. We want to see a change.
That's yeah, true. Yeah, that is true. You know, I was talking to somebody today, and I told him that I don't really care for churchy people.
Right.
The cliche folk.
You know, those churchy people that, you know, all they do is shout, all they do is dance.
You ready for that A-flat?
Yeah, always got the A-flat going, you know what I'm saying? But then dance when they leave, perfect. It's no change.
Right, practice.
Well, when that dance is perfect, it's something wrong. Mm-hmm.
But one thing I realized yesterday, last night, that, you know, you had the churchy, you had a group of a lot of young people that was churchy, that wasn't churchy, mm-hmm. and then people still left delivered and freed last night. I mean, you should have saw Pastor Brown, man. He was working the altar like in a tight suit too. I mean, this suit was off the chain. I mean, he didn't care, man. He was just knocking people out, man. And I believe that, you know, young people need something different now. They don't need the same old churchy feel that they used to getting with mom and dad and them. It didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's a different society now. Would you say that, Pastor?
Absolutely, man. Way different society, man. And church as usual, it's not going to reach them. You know, the Sunday school, the Sunday nights, the Wednesday, it's not going to reach them, man. I mean, all that stuff is good, but it's not going to reach them, man, and bring real change. Like I said, man, we're going to have to get on their level, We're going to have to talk to them and just give them the real. We can't sugarcoat nothing. We got to address issues that they're going through, man. Cannot shy away from what we are uncomfortable or talking about or dealing with, because if we're uncomfortable, man, we're going to lose them.
That's
and
true.
They're going to get information and guidance from somebody else. And usually that other person is going to be
Lil Wayne.
Satanically assigned to their life.
Right.
Exactly, Lil Wayne.
You know, whether it's TV, rap artists, man, they don't get information from somewhere. It's going to steer them the wrong way. So we got to take it back. We got to take back, you know, everything we're losing. And one way is to get rid of the churchiness, you know, because it's just not working, man. And we got to get rid of it.
It's not at all. I'm sorry.
I'm like, who is that?
I'm chewing gum, right?
Yeah, it is hard. True. You know, I don't mind. Like I said, I don't mind people dancing and rejoicing and stuff, but that shouldn't be the main focus of church, just to get people to run around. That's why I don't like going to musicals a lot, because they seem like, hey, that's Sunday. They try to get you to shout all day long, and then you shout and shout, and then, you know, it's not being effective, like really laying hands on people, casting out demons, and prophesying to them and telling them about their situation and really meeting them head on. You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to find a easy way out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. Pastor Brown, man. How can they get in contact with you, man? What's your Twitter hit?
Man, at Twitter, man, I'm at Stephen Brown L. That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Last name Brown L, man. And our ministry is at Logic Everywhere. Man, we tweet our sermon notes. We tweet upcoming events, man. We tweet everything that we got going on in the ministry, man. So that's the best way to reach us is right there on Twitter. On Facebook, we're Logic Everywhere. And, of course, you can log on to the website, man, www.logiceverywhere.org, man. So we're out there. And if they want to connect, man, they can connect like that.
That's what's up, man. How did you enjoy St. Louis hospitality, man?
Man, St. Louis, I'm telling you, listen, and I'm not just saying this, man, but this, man, we've never experienced hospitality on this scale and this level before, man. Shout out to Bishop Baylor, man, the entire organization, man. Sean Ward and everybody who works with Higher Ground, man. My good friend, we call him the ultimate armor bearer, man, Dr. Nickelberry, man. I mean, he just took care of not only the pastor, man, but our entire staff, you know, the whole team, man. We just feel right at home. And, you know, certain cities and churches you go into, man, you just, you know, you don't feel that connection or that welcoming atmosphere, man. But St. Louis and Higher Ground, man, I'm telling you, we family, man, and we feel it. We feel it. We're talking about it still.
Manda.
That's what's up, man. That's what St. Louis do, man. I mean, you won't get that everywhere in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But it's just
High Ground is a top notch organization. Top flight.
Right.
Yeah, High Ground, man. Bishop Baylor believe in excellence, and Bishop Coleman. Absolutely. And then you got Alpha Nickerberry, man.
He's the man.
He's a beast, man. So, you know,
them suits.
Yeah, we yeah, he wears suits everywhere.
Dude.
I bet he got a jogging suit.
Right.
Yeah, man. But we appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Hey, tell Mama Brown and Pop Brown we said what's up, man.
I will, man. They're listening to you right now, man. I'm in the car talking to y'all, and they're in the other cars listening to the radio, man. So I'm sure they're smiling right now when they just heard you say that, man.
Man, y'all gotta meet Stephen Brown's daddy, dog.
We gotta meet him.
You gotta meet him, man.
Yeah, I gotta come back.
He's
turn around and come back right now.
This guy, man, he's like the daddy of all daddies. You want him to be your daddy.
Oh, see, yeah. I love guys like that.
And then he got a cool shout too.
Oh, really?
Man, straight up, man. He got a cool shout. Then Mom Brown, man, one of the sweetest ladies, man, and fashionable, man. So it's good, man. How does it feel, man, having your parents follow your ministry?
Man, it feels great, man. I know it's rare to have a set of parents who are still married, man. They've been married almost 40 years, man.
Wow, that's awesome.
Not only to still be together, but, you know, to serve in ministry along with me, man. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. But I gave my dad a word at church the other day. I said, we get ready to travel the country together as a team, man, and we're going to inspire sons and fathers to work together in ministry and just families to work together in ministry, man. But, man, I honor my parents, man. They've been there for me every step of the way when I first got started, man. And, you know, they don't mind serving their little boy. I'm just honored to, man, to just have them still healthy and strong and loving Jesus, man, loving each other, just being a good example for me and my wife, our church. Man, I'm humbled, man, that both of them are still with me, man.
Oh, yeah. That's good fruit. That's good fruit right there. You could tell that when the parents follow, that's a good product.
That means a lot.
Ministry. Yeah.
that means a lot, because your parents know you like nobody else knows.
Exactly.
Right.
They saw you when you wasn't no good. No, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, man. Shouts out to the Brown family, man. And tell all the people, man, that's traveling with you, man. We said what's up, man. Your assistant pastor. And give a shout out to your wife, man.
All right, man. All right. We thank you, man. And
God bless you.
Pastor David Foster, he's listening as well, man. So our entire team, man, we just want to thank you guys, man. St. Louis Higher Ground, just everybody, man. We love you, and we're looking forward to seeing y'all again, man.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Drive safe.
Definitely, man. Drive safe, man, and have a good time going home, man. Don't stop. Hey, don't stop at Lambert's. Have you been to Lambert's yet?
Don't stop at
Lambert's. Yeah, we got to go kiss some rolls, man.
Sykes. How you say what?
You got to go kiss some of them hot rolls, man.
That's what I'm saying, the throw rolls. You got to get a throw roll when you come to Missouri.
And the potatoes.
You just had Sweetie Pies, man.
Hey, that's the second stop in Missouri. Sweetie Pies, then Lambert's.
All right, man. Nice talking to you, man. Hopefully, man, we stay connected, man. Thanks, man.
Oh, absolutely, man. God bless you, man.
Same here. Yeah, you listen to Rescue Nation Radio, Shawnee plus Ward, man, the PK and the motto, man. So.
The motto, she's pretty.
Yeah, you still got her on there. I'm still tripping off that.
Oh, let's not remind everybody.
No, that was funny.
Keep it moving.
Arlington, what's up, man? What's going on with you? Nothing, chilling, man. Chilling, man. Oh, by the way, man, this is God's Chosen Day.
This is God's Chosen Day. Dude, I cannot wait till the new album comes out.
Yeah, they sung last night, man, at the Revival, man. They was off the chain, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. God's Chosen is an awesome, awesome group. And the music is out there. It's been out there for a long time, and people have been waiting for the second album, and I cannot wait till it hits to see the response. Because I posted it on Twitter the other week. St. Louis gospel music is becoming more prevalent in mainstream gospel. We were just talking about how Lamont Sloan and Phase Two song got picked up by Leandria. We Introduce God, which is on their No More album and on the St. Louis Area Fellowship 1 album.
Yeah.
So, you know, St. Louis is getting out there. Mike Lampkin, you know, did not win Sunday's Best. I did not appreciate that. But hey.
Yeah, what you feel about that, man? I mean, I
didn't like that.
I don't like Sunday's Mess, but I watched it for a little bit.
It seemed like a setup from the beginning, but I'm happy for my boy Mike, because he got to show the nation what he can do, and he's getting a lot of opportunities behind that. So
yeah, he is. I mean, I thought he should have won.
He should have. He was cold. He was just consistently cold.
Yeah,
but you know, they wanted the young guy. So hey, yeah, they got him.
I mean, hey, he's still the young guy was still a pretty good singer. So
he's. Yeah. I didn't watch it. I haven't. I have to be honest. I did not really see much of
him.
So
you didn't watch this season as much as you did last year, right? Amber Bullock.
Yeah, he watched Amber Bullock.
That was the first St. Louisan to get there.
She got a video out on BT.
Yeah.
You got it already, don't you?
Right.
I haven't seen it yet.
Got it bootleg? Yeah.
No, I don't bootleg gospel music. I bootleg everything else.
He got Amber Bullock tattooed on his belly button.
No. Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. You can get all that on your belly button? Not cool. Not cool.
Dang. Wait a minute. You got to be like the little kids was.
Ooh. She got you, dog.
Tell my mama.
Tell her.
She got you. Ooh, she got you. She's still mad about the hair joke.
Wait.
Oh, see.
That's you now.
Always bringing up old stuff.
That's you now.
No, that's not me, because, not I mean, it's the way, no, what brought it to my attention, because Arlington had said something, and about then when what? I start, when he brought up the Gabrielle girl, and I was like, what did that have to do with anything? Then all I say, oh, I know where you're going with that, dog. Then all of a sudden, I started thinking, like.
Put me up under the bus?
Then I said,
hey, see, man. Now he's blaming it on Arlington.
South Beach.
I'm going blamed
to
it on.
See, yeah. He's going to South Beach now.
Right. I'm going to Miami.
Then when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, that don't make sense, but Arlington's right. You got little punchlines that you try to ease into the.
Hey. You got to get them in where you fit them in. I know how to play my role. But, dude, hey, now, we've been talking about some crazy stuff for the past couple of weeks, but did have you guys been hearing about all this stuff coming back? Ricky Lake's coming back.
Oh, I'm so
Beverly Hills Cop is coming back as a TV series.
Ricky really? Lake oh, yeah.
Is Eddie Murphy
there.
Doing it?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's the executive producer, and he's going to be
What's
a guest
wrong with
star.
Ricky Lake?
That was so many years ago.
Right,
decades
that was
ago.
In like, the 90s, dog. We was in high school when Ricky Lake came out, dog. Yeah. Come on. You remember at 4:30, we would get out of class.
Yeah, I enjoyed Ricky Lake.
Right. Oh, well, you know, that was. We was. Never mind.
Through all her weight loss and weight gain, I enjoyed
it. Right.
I mean, she had a yeast shake every time she got off a stage.
Totally embarrassed and totally ashamed.
I like Ricky Lake. But I mean, it's better than, I'd rather deal with Ricky Lake than Steve Harvey got his own show now.
That's the other one. I haven't seen it yet, but you know, Steve Harvey's out now. Katie Couric's out now.
We had a little disagreement about that, you and me, Hernandez, you know.
About Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
About how he has probably sold his soul.
To the devil?
He sold his soul to the devil.
Why? Because of all the things he's getting?
You knew it was coming because he was on Family Feud.
Right.
And when he went to Family Feud, you know.
That was opened up all the doors. And now, you know, he's saying now that he is taking, what's his face, Howard Stern's name, the king of all media. The king of all media is now Steve Harvey.
The king of daytime.
Because he's locked up radio. He's locked up television. He's locked up cable. He's locked up books.
So why are we hating on him? What's wrong?
I mean, I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying.
So what about his last comedy show? What do you guys think about that?
I didn't even see it.
Do you think that he's coming back? Because most people always say, hey, you know, my last show, I'm not going to come back anymore.
They do that.
I think he's going to be focused, depending on how the show does. If the show don't go well, the talk show, I mean. Then he'll probably go back to it. But that's the only reason he's doing the talk show.
But the talk show is going to go
major
well.
Money. Yeah. And he's doing so well with that because he did his first week was completely good, especially in the demographic of 18 to 49.
Well, the thing is, man, I like him, but the only problem I have is his movie. I finally saw that for the first time.
I'm not going to see that.
I saw it on cable. Oh. And
on cable already?
It's on
Netflix.
If it's free, I might have to see it.
And dude, I mean, it seemed like it just was a male bashing movie.
But they all are to a certain extent. And I mean, and for a woman to say, you know, act like a lady but think like a man, that's completely unbiblical, isn't it?
It sounds like you're a little butch.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm just saying, but people will say, hey, y'all take it too far. Well, sometimes some of y'all don't take it far enough. I mean, there's no discernment or anything.
I would
just
say
watch
that's probably
everything.
A playbook for people that are not saved and probably, you know what I mean?
Right. It's some fun, a coffee table type of book, but people are living their lives by this kind of stuff.
Right. And most people that are saved are living their lives, well, hopefully, by the Bible.
You would hope. But they got that book opened up instead of the, you know, old dusty Bible on the mantle.
Well, anyway, you know, hey, shouts out to Steve Harvey and also to, is that coming to St. Louis, the Kingsmen
Tour? You know what? No, it's not. It's coming to Chicago or something like that, but it's not coming to St. Louis.
Why did it not come to St. Louis?
And then, Fred Hammond not being on that tour?
Didn't he just do a tour here not too long ago?
He did, but Fred Hammond is not on the Kingsmen Tour.
But he's not hot like he used to be.
Really?
Uh-oh.
That's new to me. I mean, Fred the man to me, but,
No, I mean, think about it. I mean, he has taken a loss, man, ever since he cheated on his wife. He has taken a loss, you know. Let's see. You got he took a loss. The reason he took a loss because
He got out of his deal with Verity.
Yeah.
And then he started producing himself independently and started doing all the movies, the Fred Hammond Entertainment and all that kind of stuff. So he's doing it on his own now.
I mean, the thing is, though, okay, he's not as hot as, who is it? He's not as hot as Marvin Sapp now.
Well.
He's not as hot as Israel Hawk now.
Marvin Sapp is the new Gerald LaVert.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
And I say it again. Marvin Sapp is the new Gerald LaVert.
Then you got to look at Israel. He's not hot as Israel Houghton.
Oh, dude. Israel got it. The game locked
he's
up.
Definitely not hot as Kirk Franklin.
Well, there's some that would say Kirk Franklin's not really hot anymore. Kirk is, you know, riding off of what he used to do.
Hey, he's right. Hey, he got enough to ride off.
He does, but
Fred Hammond not doing it. Then you got who else is on there? Now I don't understand why Diane McClurkin is on there.
Dude, what's up? Have you seen the synopsis of the new season of the Mary Mary Show? What's up with the strippers?
I don't care about that show. I'm sorry. Anything that dealing with reality. I really don't care too much about that, especially if it goes on Wii or anything. Sorry.
But see, they come on.
Who's you talking about now?
The Mary Mary Show. The Mary Mary Show, their synopsis.
Is it still on?
Yeah, they're about to come out with their second season.
Yep.
Yeah, and the Marvin Sapp show is about to premiere. Where it's a single dad.
I'm gonna tell you what the trip is. This love and hip hop. Okay, let's get to our caller, man.
Oh, dude, hey. Don't talk about that show.
Hey, we're talking about we were talking about earlier the Compromise movie. We got Lorraine Blazemore on.
Thank you,
Miss Lorraine Blazemore. She got a movie called The No Compromise Movement, and they'll be having a conference in March. Dealing with the No Compromise movement. And we're going to talk to her. How did she come up with this whole No Compromise movement? And how successful has it been? What's up, Lorraine? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great. You listen to the Rescue Nation Radio, man. PK, Shamika, and A+ Ward. Hey, so tell us a little bit about the No Compromise movement.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I don't really like to say conferences. I like to call them movement. Because, you know, a lot of people just have conferences just to be having them.
Mm-hmm.
But No Compromise Movement is just what it is. It's a movement. And not to go into a lot of detail, it's self-explanatory. Whatever God said, don't do it. And I'm a real believer in holiness. I believe it. You know, even if I don't live it, which I am, but even if I don't live it, holiness is still right. It's never been wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message that I'm trying to get back, not only to the young people, because you got some old people compromising, too. So... I'm trying to just, you know, live it out, walk it out. That's what God told me to do. He told me that last year. We had the first movement this year in March, and we'll have the second one next year in March down at Macedonia Miracle Kingdom and Worship Center. It's going to be at my bishop church, Bishop Leo Lewis. That's my bishop. But it'll be down there at his church, and I'm just looking forward to it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You had a question earlier.
Because I want people to really understand what No Compromise kind of means. Because I don't know if you were hearing a lot of the stuff that we were talking about, but you know, you got a lot of Christians out there that are taking part in a lot of stuff they see on social media and on TV. And what does your movement say about the kind of stuff that young people are exposed to right now?
Well, I try to tell them, because I get a lot of questions, especially on Twitter, you know, in my inbox, and they're asking me, you know, how do you feel about this? Or how do you feel about that? And most of the time, my thing is no compromise. You know, even if everybody else is doing it, you know, don't mean that you should do it. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's right. And then, you know, you have some people, like, my conviction may not be somebody else's conviction.
Right.
But, you know, and even when I talk about holiness, I try to, because, you know, I grew up old school apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, a lot of stuff they kept, it was like a whole bunch of rules. And I try to say holiness is not like rules, but we do have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's certain stuff that I'm not going to do because I'm holy, you know, and you know, it has to be a difference between us and the world, and especially with young people, because I'm a youth pastor, too. So, you know, when it comes down to young people, you know, I try to tell them, look, you know, no sex before marriage.
Amen.
I heard people, you know, some churches give out condoms and stuff. I don't believe
what?
They can do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind?
No, we don't. You want to know where the church at?
No. Wow, I can't believe people. Are they doing that for real? Giving out,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hold up, time out. Let's hang our hat right there, real quick. So churches are actually giving out birth control.
So abstinence is not being preached anymore.
So they saying that if you do it,
you might as well be safe.
Wow,
you might as well.
The churches, man.
You want to know my response to that? Because somebody asked me that, like, how do you feel about churches giving? You know, I said, well, it's not going to happen over there where I go. But mm-hmm. I told him, because you can protect the natural, but you can't protect against those spiritual soul ties that's going to happen.
Thank you.
Because, you know, and that's going to be hard to cut off, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, no, God may come back in the middle, you know, and you just stuck.
Mm-hmm. Man, hold up, pause for the calls. Alpha said, I heard about the little crack you made about my suit. No, Alpha, see,
no, no, I said I want the suit.
No,
I want the suit. Can you lend me? I mean, I'll give it back to you clean.
No, I was saying that Alpha wears suits all the time. So if we go play basketball, he's gonna wear a 3-piece suit. That's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? If you, you
well,
know,
that's a compliment, Doc.
That's a compliment.
Well, technically, y'all said a jogging suit.
Well, it's a jogging suit.
Hey,
it's
it could a jogging pinstripe, right. Brooks Brothers.
It's a 3-piece suit with the zip on the side,
right. The breakaway
pants and breakaway jacket, so he can hoop. Man, we love you, Alpha. Man, go ahead. Go ahead, Lorraine. Go ahead.
I just threw me off at the whole
thing. Right. We do that. I'm
we
sorry.
Said, pause for the calls.
Sorry.
All right. We was dealing with the whole thing. You said that someone asked the question that is it okay for churches to pass out
condoms?
prophylactics. Is that right?
Prophylactics.
Is it all right for them to do that? And then, matter of fact, is it all right for the church to push birth control? I mean, to our teenagers, you know, that we're trying to preach that you should be separated. You know, you shouldn't be having, you know,
right. You shouldn't be living like the world. You should not be having sexual relations.
Yeah, exactly.
Until marriage.
Wow. So where do we stand then? That means that we're just compromising everything that the Bible is saying, right?
Right, right. Because it's like, you know, and you may not do it, but just in case, here you go. So, you know, it's no compromises. Look, you know, I'm not coming into an agreement with nothing. You know, that means you and the other person, they coming into agreement in the middle. Y'all going to meet somewhere in the middle. No, I don't meet in the middle when it comes to fornication. If I'm not married, mm-hmm. I shouldn't even have sex. You understand what I'm saying? My motto is, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this on air, but this is my motto. My motto is keep your legs closed and your Bibles open. That is my motto.
Yeah.
And
that is the most tame thing that's ever been on this show. Keep your legs closed and your Bible open. That's good.
That's what Pastor Brown said last night. He said, let the people know that the buffet is closed and the candy store is closed. You know
say
what I'm
saying?
That. Yeah, I mean, hey, that's, that's the truth, man.
Wow.
I mean, safe sex is no sex.
Hey. That's the safest kind. You know what's even safer than that?
What?
Monogamous married. Hallelujah.
What?
Monogamous and married.
Oh.
Sex.
We like what?
I didn't want to.
You know. We need the
cricket.
Monogamous and married.
Where's the cricket when you need it?
Abstinence or marriage? See, all y'all unmarried people.
Yeah. Okay. Keep it moving. Okay, Lorraine. Tell us about.
I get joy when I think about.
Tell us about the movement, man. Coming up in March, we're excited about that. I know it's kind of early.
I like to get started early to keep the people anticipating. This year, Elder Mark Moore, he preached the first one for me. My brother, you know, dear friend, he preached the first one for me. And this year, we're going to have two speakers, and it's a secret. Everybody has to wait until October till the official flyer comes out. To find out who the speakers are for next year. And those dates are going to be March 15th and 16th. And like I said, it's going to be in Montgomery, Alabama. I heard the other segment, and I'm churchy with the purpose. But it's for everybody. It's from ages, you know, this year the basic age bracket was probably from 19 to 35. But everybody can come. It was young people there, younger people. Was
Lottie Dottie and everybody.
Everybody.
So, your grandmama, your great grandmama, your great 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 grandmama, your baby daddy, your baby mama. Bring them all. Let them come.
Right. And it's, like I said, it's going to be in Montgomery, Alabama. We do have hotel information. All of that will be on the flyer. Everybody have to follow me on Twitter. I got to say the date flies and everything going on. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking for an awesome move of God. I can tell you this, though. I know who's doing praise and worship for me. So,
Who'd that be?
I know already.
I wonder.
I wonder too.
I wonder too.
Four.
Five. The subtleness is just not.
Y'all silly, man.
He's sitting in this room right now.
Right.
Because they all look down.
I'm an aight praise and worship leader.
That's true. He is. He's all right.
Take it to the move.
Yeah, I'm coming down to No Compromise Movement, man. I'm going to get Alpha to come with at least four of his suits to come with me.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Shouts out to my boy Alpha, man. I love Alpha, man, for real. We got to tell you about this 2010 blessing thing that we in, man. It's off the chain. Woo-hoo! That Alpha, you know, introduced me to, man. Call me 314-348-9273, and I'll let you know about it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so listen, you got some T-shirts for sale, too, Lorraine.
Yep. Well, we discontent. Well, they're coming back around the movement.
Around the movement, yeah.
Yeah. I Love Holiness on them.
Uh-huh.
And if I see it again, I know somebody else took it. But they have the I Love Holiness on it, and I love it. I love holiness. I love it. So if you really love holiness, you need to get this T-shirt. You need to get it.
It's a nice T-shirt. I really like it. Nice T-shirt. So Lorraine, so tell us this. So last compromise movement that you had, what how many souls were saved and delivered and set free and all that stuff?
Well, when Elder Moore did, you know, we had, I couldn't count, you know, who came down to the altar. But I told the Lord, I said, if one person get saved, because the devil really tried to block that no compromise movement. But I said, God, if you let one person get saved, go down to your name, you know, I'll be good. And that's exactly what happened. We had a young man come down and get saved. And even after it was over, I had people call me and even inbox me on Twitter. They came, one guy told me, you know, God delivered me from pornography and, you know, masturbation and all that stuff. And that just did my heart well. You know, you can't say that in front of a lot of people, because some right. people ain't ready for all that. But he said, I've been the same since. So, and I really appreciate it, because my whole purpose was, God, let your spirit come, let your glory fall in that place, you know. And it was, and I had a guy, you know, to get up and testify. He was delivered from homosexuality. Deliverance is still real.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It is.
Yeah, if you ain't at a church that's doing deliverance, man, you need to leave that church.
Quickly.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. And run. There's no sense in sitting in church and leaving the same way you came in, bound.
Right, just stuck. Sitting.
Yeah, just sitting there. I don't understand that. I can't go to a church to where I don't feel free.
Yeah.
Or to where I leave, like, dealing with more issues than I came in with.
You know what, Elder Ward? A lot of people are naming their churches out of stuff that's not going on in the church. Now, you can't have the first church of deliverance and ain't no deliverance going on.
Exactly.
All right now.
Now, you some know? Of y'all need to name y'all church cell phone beeper, church's chicken, Pentecostal, apostolic, burger fried, chicken dinner, fish fried.
Wow. Where the crickets at now?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you don't want to get on me, because I get on you, Gabrielle.
Uh-oh.
I get on you.
See, when yeah. I said come it, on, I was Sean, wrong.
Get out your feelings, doc.
I get on you, Gabrielle. No, what I'm saying is, so I'm finna smack her in the face, is that the fact that churches are using their church more for merchandising, selling chicken dinner, fish dinners, and got yeah. the ATM machines and the vestibules, but they so quick to sell, you know, they get the DVDs and CDs for $1, then they sell it to us for $10. They're using church as a marketing thing now. They're not trying to market people to come in and be delivered, but just to sell their merchandise.
Right.
You know that's the truth.
Yeah, and people aren't being told the significance of tithes and offering and why that's important, and you shouldn't even have to do all the other stuff.
Exactly.
The other stuff, it should be just filler.
So she's telling the truth that people got names on their marquee that they're not even doing that thing in the church. They
that
not.
That's very true.
They not. I mean, come on, man. Then you got these churches that says they got so-and-so international, and you just been in your neighborhood.
Right. I mean, it's like my name, wow. Jimmy John International Ministries, and you just around the corner from me.
Right.
And then what's up with these people with these half-naked pictures of themselves on ministry photos? I'm not getting it.
I don't get it, man. Shouts out to Carl. So, Evangelist Lorraine, we appreciate you for calling in, man. And we're going to stay posted with you with the No Compromise movement.
Yeah, we want to hear all about it.
Yeah, we want to know what speakers, man. I'm telling you, man, you need to check out my boy, Stephen Brown, man. YouTube him. This dude is a beast. So, yeah, he's a beast. So, y'all need to check him out. So, yeah, thank you for calling, Lorraine.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
So how can I get a call to you? What's your Twitter name on Twitter?
And I follow Hernandez. He just don't follow me back. But
hey, wow. Hernandez, he's stuck up like that. You gotta, you know, pray for him. He kind of got a stuck
you
up spirit like that.
You just got blasted.
Sorry,
I didn't know.
Maybe your Twitter name should be Five Guys.
I haven't been to Five Guys in like 6 months.
Now you just gave that taste in his mouth.
Right, you sure made me think
five
about
guys.
It too. Go ahead. What's the Twitter so I can make sure to follow you?
It's First Lady, RLADY_1981 on Twitter. I'm Lorraine Bazemore on Facebook, Lorraine1981 on YouTube. And you can also follow the No Compromise Movement on Twitter. Under No Compromise Move, that's MOV, and you can follow the No Compromise page on Facebook, and that's the No Compromise Move.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, this is not a punch to you. Why do you know you got a lot of first ladies on Twitter? Are you all prophesying, or you know what are y'all doing with the first lady? You know,
if I was gonna be a pastor's wife, I would have said elect lady. But I used to do radio, actually, and it just kind of. I used to do radio in college, and that was my own air name, actually.
Okay, this was up because I see a lot of first ladies, prophetess on Twitter. I'm just saying, are they trying to prophesy to themselves that I'm gonna be a first lady one day?
No.
Wow.
Hey, so what about the gay guys? He's going to be first man's man?
Thank you. Thank you for the cricket.
No, it is one. You remember the guy last
yes.
year? He was the first man's man.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's messed up. First man's man.
I don't like the look of it.
We didn't either. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Lorraine, for calling, man. We appreciate you, man. No Compromise Movement. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter and also on Facebook, man. So, hey, there you go. Hey. Hey, see you.
God bless you.
Yeah, man, no compromise, man. So we trying to make sure that people are not compromising. What do you think about, is it compromising for a Christian to listen to R&B music?
Depending on the type of music it is.
So what about NDIRE? Or she kind of
depending on what she's singing about. I mean, there are certain
but
things.
Doesn't the Bible say to flee from even the appearance of evil?
Appearance of evil, exactly. And there are some songs in the secular realm, and you can argue that they are, but there are some songs that have absolutely nothing wrong with it.
So what do you feel about praise and worship leaders listening to secular music?
They should only listen to that in their leisure time and never mix that in with their worship.
You already know why.
Because, like, Anita Baker just came out remaking Tyrese's Lately.
Come on, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Why?
That's what I said.
What's the Lately?
You know, remember Tyrese's Sweet Lady? That's the wrong song. But whatever.
I never
Have I Told You I Love You Lately? Have I Told You? Anyway, she redid the song. It's a nice song. Me and my wife listened to it. And it was like, oh, this is nice.
When did y'all listen to it?
Hey.
In the confines of their own home, exactly. And nobody knows what's going on.
Their head is undefiled, saith the Lord. Anywho, but
wow,
you know, sounds like that. I don't see anything biblically wrong with listening to certain types of music. But there are other types of music, like Nicki Minaj. Even her name is a sin.
Dude, you gotta hit my one. Gotta hit my one, man. You gotta hit my one, dog. That's the cry of a pastor. That's the cry of a pastor. Just the congregation just found out he was messing with little boys.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, you said about Nicki Minaj.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. And sometimes you don't.
I mean, it's just that simple.
You know, that was so.
Yeah, it was.
I don't feel holy right now. Right. I feel compromised.
I don't. I feel compromised. Really. I had to. No, my point is that now you have to be careful what you put in your ear gates because.
Exactly. Because that's what's going to come out.
Yeah, and I feel that sometimes you don't need to. Some things that people are dealing with are lying dormant inside of them. And
exactly.
it could be just that one song that brings about that old spirit that they used to deal with. So I feel that you should just stay away from anything that causes you to go back.
Exactly.
Or anything that might affect you in the long run.
Like if you're single. I've said this for years. If you're single and you're listening to love songs constantly, you might want to stop that because that's going to lead you into amorous thinking and all this kind of stuff. And when that man or that woman call you late at night and you listening to The Quiet Storm, you just might make a mistake.
I feel as you being a leader of a preacher or anything like that, that you have to be careful. I mean, even worship leaders, you have to, as a worship leader, you have
especially
to stay
those
pure.
People. Yeah.
You have to stay pure because worship leaders are very important to a congregation, very important to a church, to where they set the tone of the service.
Right. Their spirit is the linchpin for worship there.
And if you're walking into a service with your hands dirty as a worship leader,
right,
you dirtying up the whole flow of the service to where now the speaker or the preacher, the pastor, has to work extra harder to get this service moving.
Exactly.
The job should be easy for the pastor.
Right.
You know, I got a big problem with pastors who don't worship.
Oh, I've always had a problem with that.
It was one lady that recently worship was going forth. I mean, the power of God was in the place. She sat there and played with her hair. I have a real problem with that. I feel that as a leader, you should be a part of worship. One thing I like about Bishop Baylor, when praise and worship going on, he's there participating.
Dude, he's in it.
He's there. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that. You know, yeah. my bishop, man, when praise and worship is going for, he stands up. He give reverence to the worship going on. Yeah. I don't understand leaders but when you grab the mic, you want to say touch your neighbor and spit on the mic and touch your neighbor's neighbor, and you want us to run around the church like chickens with our head cut off.
Right. If the only time you squall is when you preaching,
right.
you not really doing much other than preaching. You know, you have to touch and agree with the people. And it was something that me and my dad always talked about. You're, as a pastor, you're the lead servant, the lead worshiper. If ain't nobody else worshiping like the pastor, then there's something wrong.
Right.
So if your church is not really moving, they take it on the characteristics of your lady. They take it on the characteristics of the pastor. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, if your church is not flowing in the fivefold ministry, they take it on the characteristics of you. If they're not worshiping or praising God, they take it on the characteristics of you.
Exactly.
You got to lead. You're a leader. You lead people in. You lead by example.
And you can tell by the ministry, how the ministry looks, how the ministry carries itself, where their influences lie. You can tell who watches too much of Basketball Wives when they get up to preach. You can tell.
They talk about it in the message.
Exactly. You can tell who listens to the latest Nicki Minaj.
I was listening to Nicki Minaj last night and the song, and I begin to say, God, why the song is...
and begin to do something in my spirit. And I call this man that I knew. And
that's all bad.
Hey, what a preacher when you need him. All the time, you got to put him one time, man. That is my dude.
He gets weak every time.
No.
Stop it.
That is not holy.
Do it just one more time.
Just one shot, man. No. He was feeling that.
Call in right now, 969-6900 from St. Louis side. Or from the East St. Louis side, 874-5785.
Oh, my God.
I never want them to play that again.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Ever.
I know I'm preaching this sound like that,
you
though.
You can't say that.
Ever.
I have to tell y'all after the show.
Yeah.
After the show, why?
Oh, my God.
I have to tell y'all after.
Is that a real preacher, man?
No. I have to tell you after the show. I have to tell you for real.
I want that CD, man. I'm going to put, hey, how can I put that as a ringtone?
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
No, seriously.
He want to subscribe to his YouTube page.
How can I put that as a ringtone, or would people text me? Listen, let's do it. This is how it's gonna go. Listen.
We'll
play one more time. This is how somebody texts me right now. Then the text come through. Then you hear this. You in church?
They gonna know exactly who it is if you leave it on, especially. That's Sean again.
Wrong.
I want that as a ringtone. Oh, my God. I got to have that as a ringtone, man.
We'll see what we can do, man.
Oh, my God. That is y'all don't like that, man? No,
that's hilarious. Man.
Holiness is what I long for.
Man.
Holiness is what I need.
The funny thing is, PK know that he went to a church when he was younger that somebody preached like that.
You heard
that?
Dog, we went to a Baptist church. That's all we used to hear.
Right,
soaking up the drapes. Right.
And
oh my God, man.
Ooh, I can't even do it. Like
that scares you, don't it? Yes. Don't you get scared when you hear that?
That preacher clip right there is the fun. And then the dude crying is the funniest thing that.
Because I love you. Stop it.
Not right.
Now, if you'd like to hear more from Rescued Nation, make sure to check us out online at www.arescuednation.com. That's a new website.
They will never be ready for you guys 5 days a week.
No.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God, dude.
Help us get on 5 days a week, please. Log on to Rescued Nation so you can have this joyous occasion on your radios every day.
Send donations. We want to send donations, man. We want to go on the air.
Help us out. Join this ministry.
Every day, and we will have a show for you. I'm telling you.
Man. Hey,
drive time with Rescued Nation. That'd be off the chain, man.
And Yolanda Adams wouldn't be able to
touch
it. It's
not a show like this out here, for real. I mean, honestly.
Smiley wouldn't be able to touch it.
Yeah, it'd be a crazy.
We call it out.
Dude, but that dude crying, man. It's like.
No.
Oh, my God. He sounds like he's singing like a big choir somewhere. Man,
he sounds like he stepped on a nail.
Listen, I want.
In the middle of the night.
I want the crying thing for my ringtone.
You can get that.
And the preaching thing I want for my text message.
And I know everybody takes them in inappropriate times.
Listen, what would you do if you put both of those together? Like play them at the same time. Like, no, the dude crying.
Can I really do that?
He's looking at him.
So serious.
What was you? I mean, for real, for real.
Bet the bank. Let's go right now.
All right. You
ready?
Yeah, to do it.
Turn this thing down.
That sound like a male chorus I heard once. That sound like a male chorus. Hey,
why did it sound like they dated? Now play the preacher one again. Play.
Just found out this.
They don't even sound coachy no more. I quit. I can't do that after that.
I'm telling y'all that sound like a male chorus I heard once.
Dude,
I can't do that anymore.
If you all was here looking at us, I am literally standing up on my feet. My heart is like pounding hard. I'm laughing so hard.
We do this for you. This is not for us.
That is so funny, man. We got 2 minutes, man. We about to go. Listen.
I have a headache, man.
Listen, y'all.
Shy gave me a headache, man.
Oh, my God. Listen, listen.
Lord likes laughter.
Coming up in our new season in October.
The new season of Rescue TV.
Rescue Nation TV will be moving to 1:30 a.m. Shouts out to Alpha Nickelberry. Man, I got to hit.
No.
No more. Finish.
Listen, but for real, we'll be going to 1:30. We thank you for all your support and stuff. And then Rescue Nation, honestly, we are in negotiations right now for a building. Rescue Nations will have a house to where we can hold all our events, man. The building sits almost 450 people. And then we also will be announcing that we're about to open up our own 24-hour prayer room if everything works out with this building. So it's going to be awesome.
That's
man.
What's up.
Rescue Nation, we're praying for a location. We're in negotiation now. Really, we got the location. We're just trying to finalize some things. And when we do get the building, then, man, we'll let you know. But make sure, man, that you purchase our T-shirts. And please sponsor Rescue Nation some type of way. Log on to our website and Rescue Nation, man. And we need your help.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, make sure y'all have the music blaring, you know, like praise, and when y'all get that building.
Yeah, exactly, man.
And we're going to rock around the wall 7 times.
Oh.
Shouting.
Oh, yes. Y'all have to see this YouTube video. I'm going to show y'all.
Do you have a YouTube video of that dude preaching that? God. What church do he go to? I want to go. Is he from St. Louis?
I can't tell you.
God, man, I want to hear this.
That is copyright infringement.
Man, I want to hear
intellectual property.
It's like he got a bad gas bubble. You know what I'm saying? Listen to Rescue Nation Radio, man. I'm your boy, Shawnee Plus Ward, man.
PK here.
Shamika the model.
And make sure you check us out next week. And listen, thank you to all the listeners that walked up to me this week.
Thank you, listeners.
And said, man, we didn't know that was y'all, man. We enjoyed Rescue Nation TV. So, hey, we'll see you all later, man. We out. Holla.
Rescue.
Sadly, we have come to the close of Rescued Radio with your host Sean Ward and Hernandez Union. We pray that you have heard something that inspired you to get involved in this mission to save our young people. As parents, relatives, church, and community leaders, we have to surround them with love, understanding, and most importantly, a listening ear to hear their cries. Psalms 34:17-18 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." To all of the young people listening to this broadcast, we care about you, and God has assigned us to you in order to help you. We need to hear from you, so we have made it possible through all of the networks. Send questions or comments via email to rescuedradio@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Rescued Ministry, then link to Rescue Radio. We're also on Twitter at Rescued Radio. You may even send a text and receive text alerts by texting the word RESCUED to the number 313131. Finally, you can reach our ministry line in the traditional manner by calling 314-719-7132. That's 314-719-7132. Don't just sit back and do nothing, but get up and get involved. Become a mentor. Together we can rescue our young people. Thank you to our sponsor, Sanctuary Adult Program, and JC's Home Healthcare, located at 1442 Chambers Road. For more information, visit www.jcservicesonline.com. Tune in next Saturday at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. for this powerful, one-of-a-kind broadcast. Until next time, stay blessed.